Gee whiz, Molly, I can't see why you wanted to come with me on this hunting trip. Sitting out in a soggy swamp is no ladylike activity.
Well, I get lonesome sitting at home by myself. Besides, I won't be any bother to you.
It's not the bother, Molly. It's downright dangerous to take somebody on a hunting trip who don't know any more about woodsy lore than you do.
Well, I think I'm being kind of woodsy. I'm tramping through the brush just like you are.
Molly, when you get this far off the beaten path, it's just you against nature. And nature can be pretty darn hostile. Just supposing we should get separated out here and you'd be lost. Would you have any idea what to do?
Well, I guess I'd just wait until a policeman came along and...
No policeman come along here. You'd have to chart a course by the sun, walking toward it by day and climbing trees for protection at night. You'd have to know which berries and wild plants you could eat to survive. Why, you don't even carry a mirror to flash at search planes.
Oh, McGee, we're only about 2 miles out of town, and the main highway is less than a half mile behind us. Why, I could be home by dinner time.
Yeah, but we're getting deeper into the unknown all the time, Molly. Supposing I should fall down and break a leg. What would you do?
I'd take your gun and shoot you.
Oh, you would never do no such a thing. That's what you do to horses, not people. You'd have to make a splint out of tree branches and then build a crude litter to carry me back to civilization. You see, Molly, you don't know the first principle of survival in the wilderness.
Well, so far I've survived as well as the ducks we came out to shoot. And they've done a marvelous job of surviving.
Oh, now you're making a flippancy out of something that's darn serious. For instance, do you know why we're wearing these red caps?
Because the railroad salvage store had them on sale for 19 cents.
Not in the least. We're wearing them because red can be seen from a great distance. Just supposing we should get separated in the woods. You'd be panicky. And then you'd see a flash of red way off someplace. And you know what that would be?
Woody Woodpecker?
Oh, you know good and well who it'd be. It'd be me, Molly. You shouldn't joke about these things. You should learn a healthy respect for nature.
Well, what should I do that I'm not already doing?
Take cognizance of the area we're going through. Remember the trees and the rocks, any landmark. That way you'll never get lost. If you get turned around and start doubling back on your own trail, you'll spot it immediately.
Oh, tut, tut. I just come out to enjoy the fresh air. I don't want to make a big job out of this.
Oh, you say that now. But you'll feel differently after 10 or 12 days in the wilderness with no food, no water. I'll give you some of the fundamentals in woodsy ways after we've climbed over this barbed wire fence.
Now, be careful, McGee. Remember how you tore your pants on that last one we climbed over?
I know what I'm doing. I was climbing over fences when you were still skipping rope.
McGee?
Huh?
Look at that scrap of cloth there on the fence.
Hmm.
It's the same color as your pants.
What?
We must be going around in circles. This is the fence we climbed before.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're right, Molly. Hey, Molly. We're lost. Hey, help!
Oh, McGee, don't get excited. Huh? I know exactly how to get back to the highway.
How?
Come on with me.
Okay, Molly. Be careful. I don't get lost from you. Now, here. Let me take your hand.
Oh, shush. I won't shush. We've been sitting out in the cold, damp marsh for hours, and we haven't seen anything that even looks like a duck.
Molly, I may not be an expert in everything, but I do know everything there is to know about hunting. And this is a perfect spot to find ducks. The vegetation is right. There's water for them to land on. And the wind is blowing away from us. It's ideal.
Well, you know that, and I know that, but apparently the ducks don't know it.
Oh, stop worrying, Molly. There'll be a flock of men any minute now.
Well, I hope you're right.
I know I'm right. You seem to forget how long I've been hunting and what a great marksman I am. Why, around Peoria, it was a known fact that any duck taken to the air within a half mile of me was as good as dead. Dead Duck McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, dear.
Dead Duck McGee, the daring and devious dido-doing duke of the duck blinds, dotted with decorations from the damp and dismal dunes of Dover, Delaware, to the dreary downlands of Denmark for my deeds of daring, dumping dum-dums from a derringer into ducks, doves, dormice, dachshunds, does, dingoes, and docile dobermans with deadly determination.
Well, it's all very interesting, dearie, but at this point, I'd still trade your years of experience for a good hot bath.
Hey, Molly, look, look, circling around right over our heads. A pheasant.
I don't think that's a pheasant, McGee. It's black.
Molly, please don't start contradicting me when it comes to the identification of wildlife. It may look black from here because it's outlined against the sun. Any sportsman could tell from the wingspan and the shape of the noble head that it's a pheasant.
It has a yellow bill.
That means it's a ringtail. Now stand back. Let me draw a bead on him.
I thought pheasants were bigger than that.
Molly, will you please be quiet? If my first shot misses him, I may not get a second one.
It certainly isn't my idea of what a pheasant looks like.
I got him. Oh, boy, there'll be pheasant under glass for dinner tonight, Molly. Now, just keep your eye on the spot where he fell.
I see the place, McGee. It's about 10 feet behind that big tree.
Let's go. Oh, I can almost taste them succulent morsels right now.
Well, here it is, dearie. And I was right. It's black.
Yeah. I guess he must have got dirty flying around so much.
McGee, I don't think this is a pheasant at all.
Why, of course it's a pheasant. He's just the black sheep of the family, that's all.
Well, if you're so sure, I dare you to take it to a game warden and ask him to identify it for you.
Now, what would be the point of that? Supposing I was wrong, what would you want me to do? Eat crow?
McGee, we've been tramping around through this underbrush for 3 hours and we haven't even seen a rabbit to shoot at.
Yeah, I can't ever remember the hunting being this bad. Maybe we'd have better luck if we split up. You go off that way and I'll go this way. And we'll meet back at this spot in an hour.
Say, that's a swell idea, dearie. We'll double our chances of spotting some game.
Yeah, just one thing, though, Molly. If you spot something short and heavy set wearing a brown leather jacket and a red cap and smoking a cigar, don't shoot it. That's me.
Okay, McGee. I'll see you back here in an hour. Good luck.
Okay. Ah, there goes a good kid. Full of fun, always in for anything.
Hi, mister.
Oh, good gosh, little girl. What are you doing out in the wild and woolly woodland by your lonesome?
I'm hunting.
Oh, now, Teeny, don't josh me. At your age, you couldn't even get a permit to carry a water pistol.
I got a slingshot, though. I'm hunting with that.
Oh, that's pretty cute, Teeny. I guess you play that you're hunting for dragons and stuff, don't you? Oh, well, what are you hunting for, then?
Rabbits.
Rabbits, eh?
Hmm?
I says rabbits.
What about them?
You're hunting for rabbits.
How'd you know?
Because you got a slingshot. And that's what you hunt for with a slingshot, rabbits.
Oh.
It'd be funny if you actually hit one.
Yeah.
You haven't hit any, have you, Teeny?
No.
Oh. Well, even hunting with a slingshot takes a certain amount of strength and dexterity.
I guess you're right, mister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm awful little to be trying it even, huh?
Oh, sure you are. But don't you be discouraged, Teeny. A few more years, you can be out hunting just like all the rest of us big hunters.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll even marry a big game hunter and go off to Africa and hunt for lions and hippopotamuses and all stuff like that there.
Gee.
So, don't you be discouraged that you haven't hit any rabbits with your slingshot.
I'm not discouraged. I've already bagged 6 ducks, 4 quail, and a pheasant, and I gave an awful scare to a 7-point buck. So long, mister.